Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
There you go. Great play by D'Amnor Lenore later on. Of course, they get another one from Dak when they had the bracket coverage where Jimmy tipped it up. Fred got it. That one was huge right before the half, and the defense has been making plays. They're going to need more of them against Jalen Hurts in Philly coming up this weekend, and we love talking to Dante Whitner about it. At Dante Whitner, make sure that you follow the Hitman on Twitter and all of his social media platforms, and he joins us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. What's happening? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Man, we're ready. We're starting to feel it, man. It's Wednesday. You know, you're starting to feel it, right?
Yeah, you're starting to feel it. It takes me back to those days where we were, you know, getting ready to go into Atlanta and play Matt Ryan and all those guys. And we knew it would take a phenomenal effort from the defensive side. That's no different from what they're going to face this week. It's going to take this defensive line really rushing in unison for pretty much the first time all week because – you know, other than Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts is going to put so much pressure on the defense. He's going to turn into a running back, and a lot of those players out there, if they have good coverage, so they're going to need the best game, you know, from the defensive line and from the linebackers, tackling in the open field.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Matt Ryan, it was a completely different challenge. You knew he was going to be in the pocket, and with this quarterback, and he's so improved, Dante, as a thrower of the ball. But let's just start with the zone read. And obviously, you know, you had Colin Kaepernick going back to those days and the Super Bowl and how Baltimore and T-Sizzle handled it. So when he's riding the mesh point and he's got, you know, he's got Miles Sanders to one side or he's got Kenneth Gainwell or Boston Scott and he rides that mesh point and he has to determine whether to give it on the mesh point, give it to the back or pull it. You know, what are some of the options for D'Amico defensively? I remember Baltimore just hit Kaepernick. He's live in the run game. Just hit him every single play. Do you have the ends come down? Do you have the linebackers spill behind him? This is the epicenter of their offense, is that mesh point with the quarterback and a back to his side. So what are some of the options for the 49ers and how to defend that?
Well, you take the indecision out of it for the defensive players. And the way that you do that is something called gap exchange. Whoever's on the outside to the side of the back, whether it's a defensive end, it's a linebacker, a safety blitzing, you are to go beeline down the line of scrimmage and you're responsible for the A-gap and the running back. So if he hands that off, you are responsible for him. Whoever is the overlapping player, whether it's Fred Warner, Greenlaw, the inside backer who has to get outside, you can cheat to outside shoulder of the offensive guard so that tackle can't get up on you, and you are responsible for Jalen Hurts in the alley. You have to make one-on-one tackles. It's no different from the game plan we had when we went up to the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe, in 2011, I believe, and they had the dream team.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Navarro Bowman running beeline to get Michael Vick down in the open field.
Oh, Michael Vick, yeah, yeah.
We had a gap exchange there where we had a defensive end take the back. Navarro Bowman burst on the scene right there because nobody thought that anybody could get Michael Vick down in the open field and stop that play. This is what the inside linebackers and the defensive ends, whoever the outside defenders this week is, they have to take that gap and it can cancel that.
If I remember right, it was 24-23. They were driving for a field goal and the Cowboy, Justin Smith, knocked it out. Did you recover that fumble? Who recovered that fumble? And you guys won it 24-23.
Yeah, I don't remember who recovered that fumble, but I do remember going on the road in a hostile environment. I remember the Philadelphia Eagles having high expectations, And I remember them being loaded just like the Philadelphia Eagles are right now with a mobile quarterback. So it's just going to take a phenomenal effort from the defense, and they're going to have to get some turnovers off Jalen, and they're going to have to tackle Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. That's one of the big misconceptions, that they just like to throw it deep. No, you have to tackle these guys. You have to vice tackle. And one more thing, on the back end, the secondary, they must communicate based on the looks that they're getting from the personnel. They must play with enough depth, and they must have a great job passing off the deep concepts in the back end if they're going to win this game.
All right, so, you know, when you look at their offense, he was at Alabama, Jalen Hurts, when they had Tua there, and they had Mac Jones there as well. And Alabama runs a lot of those RPOs, and then, you know, Tua in the NFL with Miami runs them. And the 49ers took all away the pass option by getting great linebacker depth. You know, they were able to sink, dink it off, and whether he overshot, you know, Jalen Waddle or just didn't, he couldn't make that RPO. This is a different attack. To me, it's an RRP, the option, because he can, as we said at the mesh point, he can give it, he can pull it, he can run it, and then he can pull it out and he can throw it over the middle to Goddard or he can throw it to Devontae Smith or obviously A.J. Brown. He's a powerful route runner, he's a slant runner and just a big, strong target. So this quarterback's ability and improvement, Dante, as a pocket quarterback, how do you go from the run option we talked about to his ability to sit back in there and pick you apart from the pocket on the pass option?
Well, the number one priority for the 49ers defense is to stop Miles Sanders and not allow him to get going on the ground, is to stop the quarterback run game. And they have different variations of the quarterback run game. They have the direct quarterback run game that they like out of empty, where they'll call a play, get in empty, he'll act like he's throwing the ball, the offensive lineman will get upfield, and they start blocking guys. Then they have some to where he'll do the read with the defensive end, and he'll either keep it and run around the edge. Then they have some where they're just calling it student body right, student body left. They'll get everybody out in front of them and block it up. So they're going to have to be locked in on when they want to utilize these different type of run packages. Another thing that they like to do is like three options on play. And you were right, Pop. You can hand it off to Miles Sanders. He can take it and run it around the edge, or they'll keep guys near the sideline to just throw it out there for them. And then there's another variation on first and second down where you'll have tight ends backside. You'll fake the run. Everybody's eyes are in the backfield, and then you lose Dallas Goedert or one of these receivers to the sideline for the quick game, which they like to supplement for the run sometimes. So it's no different from the way that you play these games. The 49ers have to be locked in on their keys. Fred Warner and Dre's Greenlaw keys are the interior offensive linemen. If they fire off the football and you get a good read, you should trigger and it's run. If they give you high hats and they're not coming downfield, you have to look at it as pass. And then the defensive ends, they help with that, with compressing the pocket and not allowing him to step up and outside the B gap. And then after that, there's another level to it. You must plaster in the back end so that you don't give up the big plays, and then you must tackle well individually to get him on the ground. So it's going to be a tremendous feat for this defense, a challenge and an opportunity.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games,
player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Dante Whitner's joining us. We get ready for the Eagles and the 49ers from Lincoln Financial Field Sunday in Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game. Talk to us about the mentality of going into another stadium for the NFC Championship game, because even though you didn't win the one in Seattle, you guys played very, very well. I remember at the beginning, Alden knocking the ball away from Russell Wilson. You guys were in that game the entire time. And then you come back from 17-0 down in Atlanta, and you guys kept your wits about you, and you go back and you come back and you win that game. What is it like going into another team's stadium, and how much is composure, and even if they jump on you a little bit early, just kind of keeping your composure? Tell us about that and just what it's like.
It was an exhilarating feeling all the way from the travel, from when you leave your home base until where you land there. It's all like us against the world. You understand the magnitude of the moment. You understand the focus that you must have on each and every play, the type of effort and toughness that you have to play with. And, you know, I never want to compare this to the armed forces, but it's similar to that. You know that you're going into a hostile environment. You know that all odds are against you. There's a reason why you're traveling, is because you're supposed to be the underdog. So when you go into those games, it's like a bond of brothers, and it's, hey, we have to go out here and get this accomplished. Let's play with extraordinary focus, technique, and physicality, and let the chips fall where they may. So that night before the game, it's an anxious moment. You know, you can feel the energy in the room. And then on game day, when you run out that tunnel, it's just like it's a experience that I can't really put into words. So, you know, I'm just, you know, going to, you know, sit back and watch it and watch the 49ers players deal with their emotions, deal with the roller coaster ride of the game. And then, you know, hopefully they can pull it out, because this is going to be, you know, a tough one. This is the best team they've played all year by far.
And obviously for a guy like Brock Purdy, you know, wild card game, divisional playoff, now the championship game, and a guy like D'Amador Lenore, likewise, you know, he wasn't involved last year. But he's had an interception in each game, one against Geno. We heard the one against Dak, and he's playing well. But they're going to try to, you know, get him into a jump ball, like they did with CeeDee Lamb in the last game, Dante. Just as far as matching their wide receivers, Devontae Smith is just a brilliant route runner. And, you know, for a guy who weighs 170 pounds, he's tough. But he's just so smooth, and he will push back on you, but he's a great route runner. And then you got a guy stylistically that's completely different. He's a beast. A.J. Brown is a power forward playing football. He's like a Andre Johnson meets Eric Moulds kind of guy, T.O. Would you like to see the 49ers have Charvarius Ward follow A.J. Brown around, Dante, then give the assignment of Devontae Smith to D'Amador Lenore?
Pop, I don't know if you can do that this week. And I say that based on how they move each one of these receivers into every spot. They all line at the X. They all line in slot. They all align at the Z. And it's not just A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. They have a number 16 over
Quest
there.
Quest Watkins. He's faster than all of them.
Yeah. He's faster
and
than all
Pascal,
of them.
And Zach Pascal, yeah, and the tight end.
It'll
yeah.
give you a problem in the slot if you can't get your hands on them and they can protect. He stretches the defense. It's probably 2 to 3 times a game where they try to throw a deep ball to him or do some type of trick play. So you can't really key in on individual players. You have to take a snapshot picture of the formation. You have to really look at the leverages of the wide receivers, and that's where you can get your information from with the Philadelphia Eagles offense and the way they like to run it. So I think that this is going to be a game where I think that D'Amico Ryans can help out the defense by changing up some of the looks when they're playing single high, being that all of these guys, when they align at the X, they can stretch you deep, double moves, inside bang routes, and then make you miss. I think that they're going to have to play a lot more coverage this week. And then you have to worry about sometimes Jimmy Ward being aligned on Quez Watkins in the slot man-to-man, when you have to have that man-to-man coverage and you have to show it. So this is going to be a game where he's going to be tested as far as his looks from the defensive perspective, sometimes not being able to get that type of pressure on Jalen Hurts. But I don't think that they can match this week, because they have three good ones, and they have Dallas Goedert, who likes to move outside, inside, and he does it all as well.
Tontae Whitner is joining us talking NFC Championship game, Niners-Eagles, Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. By the way, 8 o'clock, we'll be on the air bright and early as we get you ready for that one. Your concern level, a rookie at quarterback, there's been four previous rookies who have played in league championship games, and they're 0-4. Are you concerned about him?
No, I'm not concerned, because the 49ers are going to lean to their strengths and lean to what they've been doing well all year long, and that's run the ball at a high level. And then they'll depend on Brock Purdy to make some of those throws that should be open. When you look at the way that they play this secondary, a lot of that play-action stuff that Kyle Shanahan, the motions and shifts, will truly confuse him. And he'll have a lot of easy throws. And when I look at this Philadelphia Eagles defense, there's a perception out there that, yeah, they're just so dominating in the run and the pass. They're not. When you look at the way that the Washington Redskins won the game early versus Philadelphia, they were 13-16 on third down. They attacked them directly in the running game and exploited the cutback lanes. And they were able to get some turnovers off of Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. So if you can duplicate that process, you can stay on the field, you can wear this defense out, because they're bigger guys and they get tired. So you better believe that Kyle Shanahan is going to find ways to neutralize it, not put his quarterback in risky situations. And then when it comes down to making a play and moving around the pocket, we know that Brock can make those throws on the run.
What's your score? A low scoring game, high scoring game, in the middle? What do you think?
I say 27-21 49ers. 27-21.
Are they down 21-20 and they score at the end to win it?
That'd be cool.
I think that Philadelphia tries to come back similarly to what the Dallas Cowboys did last year, run out of time in the end, and the 49ers, they march their way into Arizona, and I can't wait to get there, Pop. Pop, remember how much fun we had in Miami?
I remember. Oh, Soho Club.
Do at times.
You took me to the Soho Club. We had fun.
Pop, times 100 this time.
I mean, Scottsdale's not Miami, but we can have fun there, that's for sure.
No, we Dante fun, has no, fun. No, Scottsdale, it's going to be going on. I think they have Dante weight management fun. Going on as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I got an in there, too, man. We'll have a good time. We got to hit their whole 16, dude. We got to be there.
Absolutely.
We got to be there.
All right.
You're the best,
Two
man.
2 weeks, we'll be there.
We'll see you.
Thanks, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Right, thanks, Dante.
That is the best. He's the best.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.